Okay, boy, today's daf is daf Samach Gimel, and we're holding the third wide line at the bottom of the Amid. And the Gemara is going to tell us perhaps one of the most famous Gemaras that we are all familiar with since our childhood. And the Gemara tells us in the third line, Rabbi Kiva Raya de Ben Kalba Savua. Ben Kalba Savua, as we know from the Masechtas Gittin, was one of the richest people who lived in his era. Remember, the Gemara says there that there were three very wealthy people that could have held out the entire Yerushalayim for 3 years. One of them was Ben Kalba Savua. How did he get such a funny name, Ben Kalba Savua? The Rashi tells us over here, the last Rashi, Kol Anichlis Labeisei Ro'ev Kakelav, whoever went into his home and it was hungry as a dog. Why do they use that metaphor with that? I don't know. He would come out, he was satiated, he was full to the brim. That's Ben Kalbi. You came in like a kelim and you came out severe. That's Ben Kalbi. So there was also Marta Baspices and also Ben Kesis Haksas. Ben Tzitzis Haksas. Ben Tzitzis Haksas, where it says that his tzitzis would drag on the ground, but never on the ground, but always on silken and beautiful either cushions or Persian carpets or something like that. Because that was the amount of wealth that he had in his home. And Marta Baspices, we know, was also a very rich lady. She helped in buying the Kuna Gedoyla. Anyway, we're getting off the subject. The point is, Rabbi Akiva, in his youth, was a raya. He was a shepherd for Ben Kalba Savua. He was totally, totally ignorant. A total Amoritz, knew nothing. Have Chazita Brate, the daughter of Ben Kalba Savua, however, was a maven. And she saw the Havitzniya Umali, that he was a person who had a very, very refined character, a very fine individual, the way he spoke and the way he acted. And Omalei, therefore, she said to him, if I agree to be married to you, Azus Beirav, would you agree to go and learn in Yeshiva and become a Talmud Chochem? Omalei, he said, yes, and I agree. And therefore, Iktisha Lei Bitzina. She arranged for a quiet ceremony, and they got married. Vishodra saying she sent him to Bismedish to learn. Shama Avua, her father, heard. Afka Mibese, when he heard that his former shepherd had now flown the coop to go and learn in Kolel Sama, to go and learn in Yeshiva, he was furious at his daughter. That Adra Hanoah Minechsei, and he made a neder that she should not have Hanoah from any of his Nechosim. Ozel, he went, that is Rabbi Kiva, Yosef Treis Rishnin, and he sat for 12 years, the Beirav, in Bismedish, learning. Our Gemara doesn't go into it, but in Ovis Reb Nosson, it tells us that Rabbi Kiva was so ignorant that he went together with his own son, apparently a son from an earlier marriage, and they both together went there to Talmud Torah and Chayder, and they held up the blackboard, the son from one end, the Bekiva from the other end, and the Rebbe showed them how to write an Aleph, and a Beis, and a Gimel. In other words, he started from scratch, right from kindergarten. He knew nothing. And when one of the greatest miracle stories of all times, after 12 years, he became the greatest Talmud Chacham of his generation. He also, when he came back, 12 years later, to his wife, Aisi Badei, he brought with him Treisri Alfi Talmidi, 12,000 Talmidim. Can you imagine? Shamet Lahu Saba, the Ka'amullah, he overheard, Rabbi Kiva overheard it, Hu Saba, and Barry's going to remind us when it says Hu Saba, what does that typically refer to?
Eliyahu Navi, with one exception.
Okay, based on Toysis and Chulin and Da'av, Vav,
Amar Alas.
Hu Saba is usually referring to Eliyahu Navi, so he, Rabbi Kiva, overheard a conversation at the end of the 12 years. But Eliyahu HaNavi is talking now to the Rebbetzin Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara doesn't identify her. In Avos Reb Nosson, it says her name was Rachel. So he heard that Rebbetzin Rachel, the Ka'amar Law, that he, the Saba, Eliyahu HaNavi, is saying to her, Ad Kama Kamedabris Almanas Chai, how long are you going to live as a Lebedika Almana? In other words, that you're like an iguna. You have no husband. 12 years without a husband. Amalei, so she said back to him, if you would listen to me, Yosef Treis Rishani Achrani, he would go back to learning Kol another 12 years. Omar, so as soon as he, Rabbi Kiva, overheard this conversation. He said, "Rishus Kavina, she's giving me rishus to go back." Hader Ozel Liyosef Trei Sri Shani Achrini. He went back to learn another 12 years with Beirav, and now it's 24 years altogether. Ki Ozel, when he returned, I see by day he brought back now not 12,000 talmidim, but Esser Mi'arba Alfei Talmidim, 24,000 talmidim he brought back to him without after the end of the 24 years. This is a famous vort of Reb Chaim Shmulevich, the Mir Rosh Shivas of Tzal, who asks, why didn't he at least stop in and say, "Hello, Rachel, I haven't seen you 12 years. Vos machstu? How are you doing?" So the vort of Reb Chaim Shmulevich is that 2 times 12 does not equal 24. Meaning that being able to go back to yeshiva without any interruption, learning a full 24-year period, is better than 2 times 12, even if it's only a short period of interruption in between. But anyway, but the point is, that was his great hasmada. As you know, the Gemara says elsewhere that Moshe Rabbeinu came down and saw that Kadosh Baruch Hu is adding crowns to the letters of the Holy Torah, and he asked Kadosh Baruch Hu, "Why are you adding those crowns?" Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "Because it's going to be eventually a yid like Rabbi Akiva, who's going to be doidish tili telim shel halachas and every kutza shel yud, and every one of those crowns is going to go in darshan from that mounds and mounds of halachas and drushes." And Moshe Rabbeinu said, "So why don't you give the Torah through Rabbi Akiva?" Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "That was all of the rots and the funai that it should go through you." But we see from that the great godless of Rabbi Akiva. We also know from the Gemara Yevamis that unfortunately 24,000 talmidim, either these or another 24,000 talmidim, passed away between Pesach and Shavuos, and that's why we have the Yemei Sfira with all of the restrictions that we have during those days. And that after they all passed away, the Torah was basically decimated, and Rabbi Akiva went and established 5 new talmidim. Who the 5 talmidim?
Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda,
Rabbi Yossi,
Rabbi Yochai,
Rabbi Lozer, and Shemua. So those 5 talmidim, and they're from Mehem Teitzei Torah. You'll notice throughout Shas, in Shas Bavli, Rabbi Akiva's name is always written with an aleph at the end. However, in Yerushalmi, Rabbi Akiva is always written with a hey at the end. Which one is right, which one is wrong? On the simple level, that's because the Lashon Yerushalmi was influenced very heavily by Lashon HaKodesh. Lashon HaKodesh, you don't typically find Aleph at the end of the word, you find Hayes at the end of the word, particularly all the ladies' names and many of the Shiroshim, when you're dealing with a lady, it's a Hay at the end. So that's the Pashup Shat, while in the Talmud Bavli, most of it is based on Aramaic. In Aramaic, you have Aleph constantly at the end of the word. That's simple. But I once heard a pshat that the reason why Rabbi Akiva is written with a hay is because of the fact that after all the 24,000 passed away, and Rabbi Akiva had to go and re-establish the Torah by Klal Yisrael, he established it through the 5 Talmidim, and that's why they changed the Aleph to a hay at the end, to remind everybody, Rabbi Akiva started all over again with the 5, and he added therefore the hay. There's a sefer called Hoyer Zerua, who was one of the later Rishonim. He said that the reason why he called his sefer Hoyer Zerua is because he was able to discover something that nobody else discovered until his day. And what is that? If you take the words Hoyer Zerua Latzadik or Yirishrei Leiv Simcha, take the Soifei Tevos, which means take the last letter of each one of those words. Oyer is with a resh. Zerua is an ayin. Latzadik is with a kuf. Uli Yishrei is with a yud. Leiv is a vez. Simcha is a hey. Or Zerua, I have a Befei Sharai that the name Rabbi Akiva should be written with a hey at the end, because those are the Sefer Tevis, Reb Akiva. Or Zerua, that's that, Yishrei, Leiv, Simcha, Reb Akiva with a hey. I was told by a Rav who used to be Masad Gittin that, in fact, in a get, one writes with a hey, even though technically one thinks of a key with an aleph, but he says that's so called the correct spelling. Anyway,
I should add,
yes, please.
For Zerua, in the dummy writes that in his time as a Shiloh, on get, wanted to write. And he had this dream, and it has Azul Sadik, Azul Simcha, in the head end. And on that account, he possibly with the hay, and that's what I call Sefer Azrua.
Beautiful.
And Ruch Kodesh says, remember Azrua.
Yishkoyach Mandi. Very nice. So getting back to our Gemara now, so the Gemara tells us that after 24 years, he came back with 24,000 Talmidim. We're on the fifth line from Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. Shama Debisu, the Rebbetzin of Rebbe Akiva, heard that he's coming. Havakonavka Liapa, and she went out to greet him. Omru Ula Shivavasa, her neighbors told her she was living in abject poverty because her father had basically thrown her out of the house and said, you can't have Hanoah from my estate. So, our Gemara doesn't go into it, but other places, other places says that the way she supported herself was that she would cut her hair from time to time and sell it for sheitlach, or sell it for stuffing for cushions or what have you. So that's how, unfortunately, she was able to make some money to be able to exist. So, her shivvasa, her neighbor said to her, you can't go out like that. She was going out in tattered clothing. She'ili, you should rather borrow mani levush, go and get better clothing, nicer clothing, v'chsoy, and clothes yourself, and then go and greet. Everybody apparently wanted to go and greet the great Rebbe Akiva. So, go and dress properly. Omer lehu, so she said to them, yodea nat tzedek, yodea tzadik nefesh behemtai. That's, of course, a pasuk. What does this have to do with anything? So, if you have the Moisef Rashi here on the side, Yodea Tzadik Nefesh Behemti, see Moisef Rashi, Ma Behemtoi Ubnei Beisei Tzrichen, a person who owns a behema, Lav Davke Behema Bnei Beisei, also his household, he knows what everybody needs. Isti Amri, there's another Rashi in the Dorim, that the Ihi Havis Yoda Rebbe Akiva Haba, she knew that the person that was coming with the 24,000 Talmidim was Rebbe Akiva, the Amra Lei to Loi Misganya Be'enei. So she said, I know that I'm not going to be humiliated in his eyes if I'm not properly dressed, because he knows the Mesiris Nefesh that I've gone through for the last 24 years. So I have nothing to worry about. The Isti Amri and others say, to Lehavi Yoda, she didn't know who the rabbi was that was coming. Elohochi Ka'omra, she said that Tzadik Le Mavazali Inchi. You don't have to worry about Aida. Tzadik is not going to go and say anything to go and shame or humiliate anybody else, so I am not concerned. Although Rashi has that second shot, the Isti Amri, from our Gemara, it appears more likely like the first shot that she knew that it was Rabbi Kiva, as we'll see momentarily. So the Gemara says, Kimatu the Gabe, when she arrived on the scene and she saw the great Rabbi Kiva, Nofla al Apa, she immediately prostrated herself to the ground, Kamanashka lay the kare, and she kissed his feet. Have Kamidchavi lo shame. So the shamis of Rabbi Kiva started pushing her away, as if to say, you know, this is the great rabbi and you're going and kissing his feet. Who are you? Amalahu. So Rabbi Kiva, of course, recognized his wife and immediately proclaimed a very, very famous proclamation, Shavkua, let her alone, let her go. Shali v'shalechem shalohi, shalohu. Shali, my schar, that I grew up to be the great Rabbi Kiva, v'shalechem. And your schar is all shalohu, it's all in her schus, because she was willing to be Moisa Nefesh 24 years for me, that I should learn and learn and learn, and therefore all of your learning and all of my learning is in her schus. Now, separately or parallel at the same time, Shoma Avuha, this is the Ben Kalba Savua that we started off with in the beginning of the Gemara, her father heard the Asa Gavar Rabba, a great person has come, Lamasa has come locally to the city. He didn't know who that Gavar Rabba was, but Omri said, I'm also going to join the Kabbalah Spanim. Ezel Gabay, I'm going to go and also appear to him and see him. You know why? Besides the fact that I want to go and greet the God of Hadar, but also Efshad Meifin Nidroi, because I made a neder against my daughter, and I heard that my daughter Nebuch is living in abject poverty, and I'd like someone to finally be made for that neder. Apparently he had tried, and for some reason it didn't work, and maybe he'll be able to be made for. So he went to Rabbi Kiva. Omalei adaita degav. So now Rabbi Kiva, when he heard the problem of the neder, he said to him, adaita degav rabba min adris. If your son-in-law would turn out to be a yidah tamid chacham, would you have made such a neder? Omalei, he said to him, afilu perik echad vafilu halacha achas. If he would have known at least something, he was totally ignorant. He knew nothing. If he would just know one halacha in kitzur shulchan aruch or one perik of Pirkei Avos, I would be so delighted I wouldn't have made such an eder. Amalei, I gotta tell you, I know who. I am that son-in-law. Really? No, Falal Alpe prostrated himself on the ground, the Nashke Alkare, and he similarly went and kissed the feet of Rabbi Akiva, the Yoevle, Halugam Amoine, and then from that point on, he gave him half of his estate for Rabbi Akiva and for his daughter, so that they should live happily ever after. Yes, Rabbi, you have a question?
Yes, the Moras is contrary to the previous Moras of Rabbi Abraham, that are not allowed to stay away from a wife for more than a specific time, and there are tragic conclusions that this happens.
So you recall that the Gemara said on the bottom and on the top that it, the only reason why he stayed away was because it was Bereshus. The Gemara was telling us before that the average individual, this is not a recipe for success, that staying away from your wife for extended periods of time can lead not only to heartbreak but chas v'shalom to terrible conclusions. However, Rabbi Akiva had special siyata d'shmaya that Baruch Hashem, his wife Rachel gave Leif Sholem. She wanted her husband to go and grow to be a great gadol. After all, most women would not be willing to go and take a homeless shepherd that knows nothing, is totally illiterate, and then based on a promise and a hope and a whim, and he's going to become a Talmud Chacham. The fact that she was so moist and nefesh shows her greatness on her part, and that's why Itaka said, Shali v'shalichem shalom. So she gets a lot of credit, she did it for Shus, and Rabbi Akiva, of course, rose to the occasion and became the great Rabbi Akiva. And the Gemara tells us, welcome to you. And the Gemara tells us it wasn't only Rachel, but Bratid Rabbi Akiva of the Leila ben Azei Hachi. So now the next generation, this is now the daughter of Rabbi Akiva and Rachel, she saw that Ben Azai is also a great, great Talmud Chacham, and she said to him, I want you to do the same, go off to Beis Medrash and learn. I'm the Amri Inchi, and that's why people have an expression, Rechila Basa Rechila, Rechila Azla, Rechila Basa Rechila, a Rachel is a E-W-E, that's a female sheep. And therefore, the female sheep follows the female sheep, meaning that the daughter follows the mother. And it's also a play on words, it's a pun, because the mother's name was Rachel. So therefore, the young Rachelah is now following the footsteps of her mother, Rachel. And, ki ovde ima, kach ovde brata. Just like the mother's actions, so did the daughter follow suit in her footsteps. The Gemara on the surface is a little bit schwer, because elsewhere the Gemara says that Ben Azai didn't get married, right, because Nafshei Choshka Batoyer. Here we see that he did get married to the daughter of Rebbe Akiva. And so Toisus already asks this kasha. If you look at the second Toisus, Rabbi Rebbe Akiva, Ovdali Ben Azai, Halkivim Toimar, for Beperi Kamed Esoita Parich, for Ike Ben Azai, Belay Nasif. What about Ben Azai that never got married? And you're telling me over here that Ben Azai was married. So now there are two Lishonis there in the Gemara. One Lashon Gemara was, let's continue with Ahu Lishna Dimishani, Nosef Upiresh Osi Shapir. One Lashon of that Gemara says that he didn't get married. The second Lashon says he did get married, but unfortunately the marriage did not last. And the Gemara says because Ben Azai said it by himself, Nafshi Choshke Batoira. My real cheshik is not marriage, my real cheshik is to learn and to learn and to learn. And therefore that marriage did not last. So, according to that pshat, it's not Shver. He was back originally married to the daughter of Rabbi Akiva, and he was, he couldn't continue. So that, according to that Lashon, the Mishani Nosev Upirish, that first he got married and then he left. Osi Shapir. Okay, that we understand. The Yeshloimah. The Avagavdik Omer Hocha, the of the Hachi, but what about that other Lashon that says he didn't get married? We have to go and say, Mikomokali Nasa Eleba Erisin, even though it says in our Gemara that the daughter of Rabbi Akiva married Ben Azai, but it wasn't a marriage with a capital M with Nisuin, it was only marriage with a lower M, and that was Erisin. So therefore, it's Vaita Nishra. And you all remember the Gemara Mesas Chagiga, that the Arba, the Nichlis Lepardis, one of them was Ben Azai, Ar Ben Azai, one was Ben Zoyma, one was Rabbi Akiva, and of course, Lucha Ben Avuya, otherwise known as Acher. Anyway, so Ben Azai obviously was also Noitzar Le Gdula, and at least initially at one time, he was a son of Rabbi Akiva. Continuing the Gemara, Rav Yosef Berei the Rabba, the Rava, Shadrei Avui the Bei Rav, the Kamed Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef is the son of Rava, that's the famous Rava that we have throughout Shas, and Rava sent his son Rav Yosef, not to be confused with the other famous Rav Yosef. He had a son with him, Rav Yosef, and he sent him to the Smedish in front of Rav Yosef. Oh, Rav Yosef of the other Rav Yosef. Anyway, Paskule Shit Shani, and they agreed that he's going to go away for 6 years. Kavitlash Shani, after 3 years were over, Mata Mali Yom Kippur, it's now Erev Yom Kippur, Omar, and he said, you know what, I've been away for 3 years, even though I had a 6 year agreement, let me go, Omar Ezel Mishazinu Ichzinu Le'in Shebesi. I want to go and appear, at least say hello to my wife, maybe we'll stay Yom Kippur together. Shama Avui, the father heard that's Rava, and Rava was very upset because he felt that his son Rabbi Yosef is not sufficiently diligent in his studies. He's not a sufficient masmid. What is this breaking out in the middle of 6 years? What's going on over here? The shokel mana, he took in his hand a mana. What's a mana? Rashi says some sort of weapon. You see the Rashi second, third line, shokel mana, kli zayin kilu bavi lachim. It's as if, in other words, he took like a baseball bat in his hand, as if to drive him away, enough for the Ape to go and greet him. So he heard his son is coming. Instead of coming with a huge, loving embrace, he came with a baseball bat. Omale, and he said to him, Zaynoscha Niskarta, Ikri Amri, Omale, Yoynoscha Niskarta. Zaynoscha is a little bit of a negative term, as you can imagine. What you remember that you want to go back to your wife for a day before you return for another 3 years. Ikriyami Omar Amale Yoinoscha Niskarta. Yoina reminds us of the Psukim in Shira Shirim, Yoinosi Kamasi, which is a term of endearment. Apparently a Yona and a Yona. In other words, a Mr. and Mrs. Yoina have a very close, loving relationship. He says, you remembered your Yoina, you want to go back to your loving dove. Anyway, Itrid. So now each one of them start off a little bit in a fight. Rashi says, Ba'isa Mariva. They both got tied down in this fight where the father is giving Musa to his son. Hey, what are you doing? You should be in yeshiva. You shouldn't be coming home now. And as a result, this took a bit of a while. It got so late that neither of them had the opportunity to eat a proper Suda HaMafsekes before Yom Kippur. Hopefully they were still able to fast, but our Gemara doesn't tell us what happened subsequently. Anyway, that's the end of that story. And we start the next missions of the Mishnah.
So he turned around and went back to yeshiva, or?
Presumably. Again, it doesn't say, so we can only wonder. Maybe Tishbi Ataritz. When the Yonavi comes, we'll ask him exactly what happened subsequently. Look at the Mishnah. Hamiredes al Bala. A lady who's been Miredes. She is rebelling against her husband. In which respect? We're going to have two Shaltim in the Gemara. Stay tuned for the Gemara. Poich Salam Iksuvasa. Immediately, what we start doing is we subtract from her ksuba, we reduce her ksuba every week, shiva dinrim b'shabbos, 7 dinrim per week, which means every single ksuba of the psula is 200 dinrim. We call it 200 zuzi, but that's the same, a zuz and a dinner are synonymous terms, so therefore we keep on reducing the 200 by 7 week after week after week if she continues in her merida. Now, how long would that take? So 7 times 14 is roughly 98, right? Everybody agrees. And double that, it would be 196, which means almost 200. So we're talking about 28 weeks. After 28 weeks, if she doesn't return to her husband, she's lost her ksuba. Okay, she still has 4 dinner left, so she still gets another half a week. Rav Yehuda Omer Shiva Tarfeikin. Exactly what is a tarfeik? We'll see a mitzvah in the Gemara, in tomorrow's Gemara, which we might still learn today. And Masay Hupaychis, how far down do you go? At Kenek Suvas, you wait until the whole ksuba is exhausted, where there's nothing left. Now that 28 weeks are past, nothing left. Now he just gives her ksuba, a get without a ksuba. What our Gemara doesn't tell us is, but we had at the beginning of the Perek, that it's not only the Meya Masayim, Mana Masayim, but also any Toisis Ksuba that he added on to the Ksuba. You remember Gemara said at the beginning of the Perek that there were 14 different things that the Tanoi Ksuba had the same status as the Ksuba. Where was that? That was the very beginning of the Perek. When we saw the Perek of the days, the Gemara told us that you have Yeah, exactly. Here on Nun Dalet Amit Beis, Nun Dalet Amit Beis, see on the last three lines, Yom Rav Eva, Om Rav Yanai, Tanoi Ksuba Ksuba Dami, Nafkimin Mecheres Ol Mecheres Ule Moiredes. That's our Moiredes. And Rashi said, what means Moiredes? The Nan Bepirkin, Rashi, 10 lines before the white lines, the Nan Bepirkin, the Kamon, at Ardaf, and Moiredes Ol Baal, the Poichsel, and Ksubasa, and Mosa, Yom Poiches, at Kenegi Subasa, Loitaim, Kenegi Mona Masai, and Lukhudai, El Ava, Toysvis, Poichsin, Behalchen, even Tesefts. If he put in another $1 million besides the Mona Masai, he keep on going week after week after week and keep on reducing it by these seven dinner or by Yehuda, the seven tarfek. And Masi until there's nothing left in the Ksuba. Rashi over there didn't mention, but the Mefarshim add not only what he added to Yosefus, but what she added in Nechsei Tzoyin Barzel. As you all recall, there's a difference between Nechsei Tzoyin Barzel, Nechsei Maluk, Nechsei Tzoyin Barzel were set forth in the Ksuba itself with an appraised value. Ashenki Nechsei Maluk, they could have or could not have been included in the Ksuba, because you can get Nechsei Maluk even after they're married. She gets Yerusha, in fact, like the Mishnah is going to spell out in another moment, and those Nechsei Maluk belong to her, but he gets the pay raise throughout the marriage. Anyway, so Rabbi Yossi Omer, the oilam who poiches v'hoilach, you keep on going and reducing, adjim tipa la Yerusha v'mokim acher goy v'imena. What happens if after the 28 weeks are done, and we've already exhausted the full Masayim, and then, unfortunately, her grandfather passes away, and leaves her over a nice Yerusha, then the husband says, oh, you're still my redes. He keeps on taking from those funds as well, and we reduce the ksuba seven, not that he takes it, belongs to her, but we reduce the amount of the tuba by another seven, until we reduce that amount as well. V'chein ha-moired al ishtoi, now we have the reverse, he's being moired against her. Ma'isif and al-ksubas, ishloish dinner v'shabas. Then we add three dinner. The Gemara is going to say, it seems to be a...
differential.
Asymmetrical.
Asymmetrical. Differential. Well, any beautiful terms that you like. Seems to be discriminatory. Why there's seven? Why there's three? Me'achem, stay tuned. Why? Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shloish Tafekin. Again, just like we said before, seven and seven dinner and seven tafekin. Here it's three dinner and three tafekin. Zokti Mar. We said in the Mishnah if she's a moiredes. Moiredes mi mai. In which respect is she rebelling? Puna Omer Mitasha Shemita. She refuses to live together with her husband in intimacy with Bia. Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda, Rabbi Chanina Omar, mi malacha means she refuses to do the malachas on behalf of her husband. As you remember, we learned a couple of days ago, there's seven malachas that she has to do. She has to be mavashelis, and she has to go matzias amita, and she has to be trichanis, and oifa, all that things that we had back on Nun Tes on the days, and she refuses. Oh, she is a moiredes. Now, by the way, you recall after we learned that Mishnah that in fact Rav Huna says that a woman is allowed to go and say to her husband any zoncho v'eini oisa. What's the lashon? Any zonis. Yeah. Nun ches amid beis. Right after the top Mishnah. Nun ches am Rav Huna am Rav. Yechol leisha leim lebala any zonis v'eini oisa. You know, you supply me every day with mazonis. I thank you. It's very generous and very nice. But my salary far exceeds the mazonis that you give. So instead of you give them mazonis and I hand over the masi adayim, I'll keep the masi adayim for myself and you keep the mazonis. Rav Huna said this is permissible. Rish Lakish, as you recall, vehemently disagreed that she is not supposed to do that. Anyway, so our Gemara says Toysis is based on that same machlokes. Rav Huna that says that the moired is mitash shemita, why doesn't he say the malacha? Because Rav Huna the Shitasi holds she's allowed to be moiredes m'malacha. Now, Nami said she's making marida, but she's allowed to say, I'll keep the malacha for myself on my ma'asi adayim, and you'll keep your money for the mazonis. So you see, that's the choices here on the side, next to the Mishnah, Rav Huna m'tashmish. And malacha lo yav moiredes. So Rav Huna the Tami, Rav Huna goes to Shitasi, yechoy le isha toim lebala, ain't his own any oiseh. But there's Rav Chanina who argues with Rav Huna, he holds like Rish Lakish, that you cannot, a woman cannot go and say to her baal, and therefore she's moiredes m'malacha. So this is our Gemara over here is the same Lishitas and the same Machlokes we had back on Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis. Anyway, Gemara is going to try to bring a raya from our Mishnah. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah. V'chein ha-moir al-ishtoi, that he is moired against her. So now the Gemara assumes that it's a perfect parallel. It's Mishlan Lan Yom Mitash Mishlachai, that she refuses to have Tashmish with him. That's a moiredes. he's a moireg if he refuses to have tashmish with her. Elamadi yomer malacha mimishumidlo. Is there any malacha that he has to accomplish for her? We didn't learn anything about malachas that he has to supply. So you're telling me she's a moiredis not to do malacha, he's a moired not to do malacha. What type of malacha? And we don't mean malacha literally. We mean
supporter.
To support exactly the Neil Yamachava to the Gemara Teretz. But Omer, Eini Zon V'Eini Mefarnes. It's talking about a situation where he says, I'm not going to give her Mezoinis. Mefarnes usually means to go and give clothing and other things of that nature. So, if he says, I'm not going to give those are considered to be the quid pro quo for Malacha. So she's Moreta saying, I'm not going to give Malacha. And he's saying, I'm not going to give the parallel that a man gives, a husband gives, instead of the Malacha, which would be the food, the Mezoinis, and the Parnas. Okay. Zok Yimura.
Marriages.
Hopefully marriages are happy occasions.
Yes.
The Omarav, the Omarav, you cannot say that Moired means that he said, I'm not going to go and give him Zainis, because then we don't reduce it or add to the Ksuba 3 dinarim a week like we had in our Mishnah. But rather we go and say to Mista, you don't want to go and support your wife, you don't want to give him Zainis, you want to give him Parnasa. Aros, give her a Ksuba, give her the guests, and finish, and be done with it. So tomorrow, you're right. However, don't you at least have to start talking to him and try to use powers of persuasion to go and reunite the couple? Even though the Lashon of Rav is Yoitzi v'yitzi ksuva, it doesn't mean on the spot. As soon as we hear that he made a declaration, I'm not going to go and give you any more support. Okay, let's go to Bez and go right out of ksuva. Yeah, we'll go to Bez, and then Bez will say, first let's go and have marriage counseling, let's have therapy, let's go and try to address your issues, let's see what we can do to a reconciliation. You know, all of that can go and take weeks and months. During that period of time, he has to keep on adding to the tshuva another three dinner per week. So therefore, that is not inconsistent with our mission. Very tomorrow, Mesvei. Achasli have a brayso which says Achasli arusu nesur avafil enigav afil lechol avafil lishemeres yovam. This din of meiredes applies across the board to arusa, to nesur, she's anida, chol shemeres yovam. The division of man yom tashmish. We're skipping the two lines. The man the yomer that holds that what's the meiredes from tashmish? I need the tani choyla. Then I can understand that we're saying choyla, meaning that we're saying that if a woman is a choyla, she says I do not want to engage in tashmish. I can understand that she's being meiredes, because even though she may be weak and she may be sick, that doesn't prevent her from being the passive partner in a tashmish with her husband. Elamandi omen the malacha choyle bas malachi. If she's sick, how can you expect her to go and do the various malachas? She's never chembed. She can't lift her finger. So lechoyle I have a shtar karaya that our mishnah is talking about meiredes mitashmish. Afrei timora elamitashmish. If a woman says, I'm not going to go live with my husband, that everybody agrees with her. Where the malacha is also a form of meiredes, that our Mishnah says that we're going to go and reduce the ksuba every single week by 7 dinarim. Mar sub malacha loy havi meiredes. One man the yomer says, no, it's got to be only from tashmish and not malacha. Who is that man the yomer? That is this braisa. With this braisa, goes and enumerates Arus and Mesu and Nida Choyla Afilish Meres Yom. Certainly saying even a Choyla. So a Choyla, I can understand that it's only by Tashmish that she's Meredes, not by Malacha if she's not sick, and if she is sick and she's not able to do Malacha, then she's not a Meredes. She can't do Malacha because she's sick. Well, Marcel Malacha Nami Am Meredes. And Malacha, you can also Meredes. And you're going to ask from Nida in a moment. Please hold on to your question. Marcel Malacha Nami Am Meredes, that even Malacha, and that's our mission. That's not the Brice. The Brice in Echanami holds that Meredes is solely from Tashmish, not from Malach. But our Mishnah could be either Tashmish or from Malach. What Barry was about to ask a question was, but if you're telling me that this Brice agrees that Meredes means from Tashmish, if she's a Nida, what's the Merida against Tashmish? She's not able to do Tashmish anyway. What's the Merida? I'm always going to ask that question in another few
months. That's only for a specific number of days.
Oh, you see, it's sort of the second territory. You are mechavim to the amayroim mamish one after the other. It is unbelievable. Baruch Hashem. Keep on going. Zog dimar gufa. Hamaridus al baalo. A person, nebuch a woman, is maridus al baalo. Poislam b'suvas a shiva dinrim b'shabas 7 dinrim a week. Yudoyim a shiva tarfeket. 7 tarfeket. Again, this is just repeating from our Mishnah. Now, the Gemara brings the Rabbi Seinu, a later generation of Rabbanim, came Chos v'Nimnu, and they said, you know what? We have a better plan. She machrizin aleha arba shabosois zu achar zu. That we should go make an announcement, not 4 weeks in a row, but 4 shabbosim in a row. Meaning, as the Gemara is going to say in another couple of lines, on Shabbos, between Mincha, no, not between Mincha, between Shachris and Musaf, or right after davening, or whatever, we make a big announcement in Shul that Mrs. Smith is a Meiredes al Bala. We do this for 4 shabbosim in a row. And we're hoping that the public humiliation as being known as a Meiredes will help to hopefully remedy the situation. Vishokhul Abezdin, Havi Yedas, and the Bezdin sends to her, Sha'afilu Ksuvaseich, Me'amana Hifsarata. You're going to lose the entire Ksuba. Not only if the Ksuba is 200 zuz, but even if it's Me'amana. Mana, that's a huge fortune. Hifsarata, you're going to lose the whole thing, because we're not going to follow like the old Mishnah Rishoyna, like our Mishnah the Amud Aleph, that we're going to keep on reducing it by 7 dinarim a week. If you're not going to shape up and be a good wife, we're going to cancel the whole ksuba, he'll give her a get, and you lost the whole thing. And now we are quoting from the same, that's the quote that the Gemara brought before, Achas le'arusa nesuah ve'afil anida ve'afil choyga ve'afil shemeres yah. So that's the end of that braisa, and now the Gemara, yes, Rabbi.
How Arusa comes in here, Arusa doesn't have to tashmish, doesn't have to work.
You're asking an excellent question. So if you'd be so kind, please turn back to Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, and you'll see that Rashi is bothered by your question. Rashi, 6 lines before the end. Arusa She'amra. Do you have that, Rashi? 6 lines before the end of Rashi. Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. Arusa She'amra. Loi en Nasei. I'm not going to go through with Nisuit. Nisuin, of course, starts off with chuppah, but it ends off with bia. Stop. I'm not going any further. That's the meredes that she doesn't want to now enter into Nisuin. Okay? What would the other man the Yoma say? The other man the Yoma, I guess, would say that it applies to the other case, not to the Arusa case, it applies to Nisuin. Anyway, the Gemara concluded that this braisa doesn't agree with Malacha, because it says that even a choyle can be a meiredes, and we said a choyle you can't expect it to do work. So this braisa holds merida is only from tashmish and not from Malacha. Getting back to our Gemara, Zot Gemara Vayter, Omalei Reb Chiya Bar Yosef L'Shmuel, Nida Bas Tashmishi. You're telling me that a Nida can be a meiredes? She can't have tashmish anyway, so she's an innocent bystander. What do you expect from her? So what's the complaint against the Nida that she's a meiredes? She can't. And then we're going to have the teretz that the Dino gave before. Every husband knows, yes, his wife is going to become a Nida on a monthly basis, but he knows that at the end of the tunnel is going to be light at the end of the tunnel. So therefore he says, okay, I got to hold out for a few days, but Amir Tashem, there'll be light at the end of the tunnel. But if she's my Redis, that means she's saying, I don't want ever again, right, without any time limitation. That was your teretz from before.
So we can't think of a Nida as being more Redis.
That was the most kasha. The more teretz is, yes, we can think of a Nida being meredes. She says to her husband, not only are you not going to live with me for the next 7 days, because unfortunately I have my cycle, even after I go to the mikvah, you can stand on your head. I'm not going to go and live together with you. Forget about it. That's the meredes that we're talking about. Okay, so now go to more right to Omer Roman Barcham. These Rabbi Seinu that Nimnu Vugomru that said Machrizin Arba Shabbosais. Where did they make the announcement? Inside the shuls, inside the Bat Midrash. They didn't put up posters out in the street. They didn't have large microphones where they announced it. In the Bais Medrash, they went and made these announcements. It says 4 Shabbosim one after the other. What's the discussion of 4 Shabbosim one after the other? On Shabbos, they made that chrasim. No, on Shabbos, you can't put up posters and you can't have microphones. So it means that they made the announcement in the Bais Medrash. Shmamiya.
So we're not concerned about embarrassing her?
We are very concerned, and she should even be more concerned.
No, I know, but it's not.
The next textical. No. Every Gemara you mechaber. Omrim v'chama, and therefore, pamayim sholchim ali bezd. We send her two messages, two warnings, two shluchim from bezd. One, pre the four announcements. Achas kredim achrazim, we're going to tell her, this is Smith. We want you to know, if you're going to continue on this path, the next four Shabbosim, you're going to be the favorite topic at the Kiddush. People are going to say, oh, we just heard the terrible news of Mrs. Smith is a Merebis. Do you want that news? No. Change your mind. Okay, you'll hear the announcement. The Achaz the Acher Chazan, after the 4 weeks are over, if she still hasn't changed her ways, we go again to her and we say, Mrs. Smith, we plead with you. Please return to your husband and not be a Meret. And if she still disagrees, at this point we give her her get and her give her a get, and we say goodbye, Charlie, or goodbye, Mrs. Smith, and we'll know you next time. We don't reduce every single week by seven, but rather after the four announcements, if she doesn't listen, we cut her short, we give her a get, and goodbye. Rava was not happy with this chak. Amar Rava hai burcha. Burcha, when we used to learn in Yiddish, they said abroch, which of course is a play on words on the word burcha. Burcha literally means this is not the right answer. This is not an appropriate remedy. Rather, Omalei Rav Nachman Yitzchak, my burcha say, what's wrong? I want you to know. I know I'm Nitzanile. I myself told this to Rav Nachman Rav Chizkiya. Rav Nachman Rav Chizkiya said, "Alok Rabbi Seinu." I, Rav Nachman Yitzchak, told my peer Rav Nachman Rav Chizkiya that that's stuck the Alok Rabbi Seinu. And Ushmeidik Avar Rabbam Nitzanile. And I, in fact, even repeated the name of a great man who was Edomanu, Rabbi Yosef Rav Chanina. So what's the burcha? The Iyu Kiman Tzavar, what did Rava hold? He said, a burcha, as an ishkid. Kiman Tzavar, ki hodi itmar. He held lishi tosai. And we're going to repeat now, this is now Rava. Ki hodi itmar, Rava, Amra Sheshes. Halacha nimlochim ba. Halacha is like we had in our Mishnah, that we try and talk to her week after week, week after week, and we ask her, please, reconsider, go back to your husband, and we keep on being poches from the ksuba, seven dinrim, just like we had in our Mishnah, week after week, we reduce by seven dinrim. So, Rabbi the Shitosi holds, that's the proper way of proceeding even today, and not like the Rabbi Seinu, and that's why Rabbi said, hi. On the other hand, Rav Huda Bar Yehuda Amar Rav Sheshes, same Rav Sheshes, that was Rav Amar Rav Sheshes, Rav Huda Bar Yehuda Amar Rav Sheshes, Halacha Einam Lachim Ba. No, we don't bother going through this week after week after week. We just give it the 4 weeks, the four announcements, one before we go to Bezdin Sender Shliach, once before, once afterwards, and if she is not willing to reconsider, that's then give her a get and goodbye. Hey Chidam Yemiredis, what does she say to go and express her views as a Meredis? She says, I really like my husband. I'd like to stay with him. However, I want to be beside him. You know how much verbal abuse I get on a daily basis? I want to abuse him too. I want to be beside him. And in such a case, that's a meret. Av Omra Moyesalai, if she says that he's repugnant on me, I can't live with him twice, he has a terrible odor, or whatever it happens to be, I just can't. Like Afino, no, we're not going to even bother trying to convince her, we're not going to make announcements in his medish, we're not going to send shluchim, we're just going to say, okay, if she says Moyesalai, then he's totally...
And we're not going to diminish her...
We just give her a get and say, goodbye, Charlie, or goodbye, Shprinza, depending on her name.
Does she get to Ksuma?
No, she does not get it. And continues on, Marzutra Amar, Kaifina Law. No, we do try to be Kaifina. Kaifina doesn't mean that we really force it, it means we try to use powers of persuasion. Please, 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 let's see what we can do so that hopefully we can get them back together. And in fact, says the Gemara, Havud, the Echva Marzutra, there was a situation where Marzutra, in fact, used those powers of persuasion to get a husband and wife together again. And it was successful. And after that, they were zeicha to a son who was the great Reb Chanina Meisura, a great, great, great Talmud Chacham. What's your next one?
But in the case of the husband who's repugnant and it's not hygienic, doesn't take care of himself, he's sort of pushing.
I just gave that as an example of Moisalai. I mean, it's for other reasons. Reason why Mama is because he's constantly watching television and he's never learning.
So he's the one contributing to her displeasure in Tashmish HaMitah. So.
No question. So I'm sure there'll be therapy for him and therapy for her, but we try as much as we can to bring them back together.
But we shouldn't punish her for his behavior.
Well, that's what the Gemara said. The first one gives the kafila. We don't push her. If she said Moisel, I say, okay, husband give a get, then that's the end of the marriage. In fact,
but she won't get a tzuva then.
She won't get a tzuva because it's her decision that she wants to leave the marriage.
Yeah, but it's her husband's behavior that's contributing to her decision.
Let her try to work with her husband and say, don't you remember when we got engaged? I thought you were such a tchatchka being a man, and you were so refined enough. Never keep gone all the way down. Let's see what we can do to go and bring yourself up again. Yeah, they try to work with therapists and psychologists and psychiatrists. It's going to cost a lot of money, and hopefully it will be productive. Anyway, Mazuch Omar Kafinala, we do try to go and force a reconciliation. And Imar tells us that in fact it worked, that Mazuch Lishitase was Koifa, a husband and wife, and enough in and they have Zoycha to have this tremendous son, Reb Hanina Meisur. Now it would seem, therefore, that halacha should be like Marzutra, and that is that from now on, kafinalo. Yes, we try, we push it, all the rest. No, avalahi. Amal ma'isa. That's not halacha ma'isa. Hasan siyad v'shmaya hava. Under normal circumstances, we might not paskin like Marzutra, like kafinalo. If she says more is a lie, okay, nothing more to talk about. Give a get, and that's the end of this match. However, in the case of Masrutta, Baruch Hashem, there was special siyat v'shmaya that bring them two together, and they had this wonderful son of Kamina. But don't rely on this type of miraculous siyat v'shmaya for all cases. And now the Gemara tells us another story. Kalzid Rav Zvid means the daughter-in-law of Rav Zvid. Imrida, she unfortunately was a Meiredis, and she says, I want out of here. And Havetvisa Chad Shira, she went and chapped on one of, Rashi says, Me'il. Me'il means an article of clothing. Usually it's seen fancy, Gemara would say a cloak. It's a nice coat, maybe a fur coat, maybe some other nice article of clothing. Anyway, she was toughest in it, and she figured, if I'm going to go and get a get, and if I'm not going to get a ksuba, at least I'll take back with me this me'il, this piece of clothing. Yosef Amemar Umazutra Ravashi, this Bezdin sat together, Amemar Mazutra Ravashi, the Yosef Rav Gamda Gabayu, and Rav Gamda was a bystander, he was observing what was going on. Yasvika Amri, and they were saying that Morda, a lady that is Moiredes, not only does she lose her tsuba, Hifsida Beloisea Kayamin, she also loses all of her clothing which are still in existence. The word Belois means that they're already ragged, like shmatis, but lavdak, it just means old clothing that she got, for instance, at the time of their marriage or subsequently from her husband. All those belois, she loses that too. She doesn't take anything home with her from the marriage. So now, remember, this was the daughter-in-law of Rav Zvid, and therefore they are favoring Rav Zvid and Rav Zvid's son against the daughter-in-law, and they're saying she can't even take home any of the worn clothes. It's Amul Hu Rav Gamda. So Rav Gamda, who heard these three rabbis together, said, "Mishum Rav Zvid Kaver Rabba, because he happens to be such an Odom Godor, Machnef Fisalei. So therefore, you're Machnef from Loshon of Chanifa. You're going and sorry, what do you want?
Flatter.
Flatter. Oh, good. You want to go and flatter him. In other words, you want to find favor in his eyes, and therefore you're siding with him and with his son. V'Amar Rav Kahana, Mi Boyi Boyi Rava V'Lei Pashit. This very shaila as to whether or not the woman is entitled to at least retain her balois, or does she lose that? Lepashit. Rav asked the shaila, and he wasn't poshit the shaila, and therefore, since he wasn't poshit, it belongs. That doesn't belong. It remains at Iboizoi Ifshita, and if you go after whoever is muhsik, she's muhsik in this beged. If you want to take it away from her, I'm waiting mechweil of araya. So what are you doing now and saying no? She loses those balois. That's a famous shaila that Rava asked, and nobody answered. And therefore, she should be able to take along her balois if she's holding them. And that's the end of the first version of the story. Is it Ikadami? Is another version of the story. Yasvika Amri Morda Loyev Sida Baloisea Kayam. She does not lose her balois. She can take that article of clothing with her. It's Omulur Rav Gamda. So Rav Gamda said, Ishim Razid Gab Rabahu, because he is such a great man. Saying, says Rashi, he's such a wonderful, modest, humble individual. He is such an unav. He's not going to protest. And therefore, therefore you want to ask him against his side, figuring that Rav Zvid is just going to shrug his shoulders and say, okay, you win one, you lose one, I lost it, didn't try it, and we move on. that's the reason why you paskened against him. I Omer of Kahanim boy le Rav, Rav le Poshet. Rav asked the Shaila, and they were not poshet it. And based on that, so what are you doing over here? Why are you just trampling over Rav Zvid and saying that she can go and keep her balois? L'chayra Rav wasn't poshet the Shaila, and that's where this part of the Gemara ends. And l'chayra ends with. That's not with suspense. Why is it talking suspense? Because after all, if Rav wasn't poshut the shayla, then we have the famous rule hamoitzir chaveri olavaraya. And if the halach is hamoitzir chaveriya, that's why they lo yifsid b'loisa. She is holding on to the baloi. She's the muhzekes. You want to take it away from her. What right do you have to take it away from her? You're saying because since she loses her ksuba, she loses her balois, Rav asked the shayla, nobody was poshut it. So l'chaydik more than the sushvet. In fact, that's the toises kasher. You see the first full toises here on Samach Talav and Aleph. In Toimar, kimin doi poshut, since Rav wasn't poshut the shayla, am moitzin mechaveri olav araya. The kimin the tofsa, if she's holding on to this dress for with dear life, of course you can't take it away from her, and that's what they pasken. More the way of seidah b'lo yisrael kayamim. The chayda Rav Gamd is wrong. Ev tois v'yishloim et ha'ben amishroi tu but the loyam is tvisa. Ah, the Gemara left out a major point over here, that besides the clothing that she was holding on, she had a full wardrobe in the closet, that the husband had the key to the closet that he was holding on. So now the question is, she wanted to go and get those balois as well. So now she is the moitzi mechavera. So the priest, the first lashon that we had, Mishnah Razvit Kabaraba, Ach Nefisa Le Mishim Ach Shirim Dehavas Tfisa. We were saying that we want to take away that ill from her. How can you go and do that? Hamoit V'chol V'raya. Don't go and be Mach Neftu Razvit. Those that the Baal was holding on to in the closet, he was holding on to dear life. And there we said in the second lashon that she doesn't lose those balois. She's entitled to get the balois from her husband, even though she is a moitzia mechavera. Said Rav Gamda, don't just step all over Rav Zvid because he's such an honor, he's such a person who's modest and has such humility. You have no right to go and take it away from the husband because of Moshe Chaver Levaraya, since Rav Rabbah was not poshut the Hashem. So you have the two versions. Now, what's the halacha? Getting back to the Gemara, third line from the top. Hashta, loy itmar, loy hachi, v'loy hachi. Since we weren't poshut one way or the other, so tafsa lemafkinimina. If she is holding on to it, we won't take it away. Moshe Chaver Levaraya. Loy tafsa, loy yavimila. If she did not chat, we are not going to go and give it to her. And what do we do in general about Almiradis? Mashin Allah Tracy Yarchi Shota Agita. We try to, for the next 12 months, work with her. Rashi says, Ulai Tachserba, for the next year we speak to her, Yer Miradis, maybe we can get the two sides together. Bahana Tracy Yarchi Shota, less Lamizoyimiba. We're not gonna reduce the Ksuba 7 tarfakin or 7 dinner every week like we said in the Mishnah, but during that year of potential reconciliation, she will not get any mezonos from her husband, and hopefully we're going to get them back together. Okay, we still have a few more minutes, so with your kind permission, we're going to try to get down to the bottom of the omid. Zot Marvaita. Should we stop the tape and continue? No, just continue. Omer Avtuvi Bar Kisna Omeshmur. Koisim Igeris Merid Al Arusa, the in Koisim Igeris Merid Al Shemeris Yom. What does that mean? Igeris Merid means that we go and give the husband a certificate saying that your wife unfortunately is a moiretz. So we're going to go and write such an igeris merit al arusa, an arusa who refuses to go and engage in the suin, to go the next step. We're going to give the husband a piece of paper saying that.
Why does the husband need a certificate that she's her going? He kind of knows that, or like, what's the significance?
Okay,
if they come to a divorce, he can say, I don't know ksuva, she was a moiretz. Very simple. Very simple. He can prove, he has evidence now that he doesn't know a ksuva.
Good. That's why we go and give it to Geres Mered Al Arusa. Then goes to Geres Mered Al Shemeres Yavam. What happens if Shemeres Yavam? She does not want to go and marry her Yavam. She refuses. She is also a Meredes, like we quoted before, and the Gemara is going to quote again.
Is it about Karcha though?
What?
Am I about Karcha?
it's easy to tell Bar Kocha they're both in the same room. What happens if she takes a flight to Australia and he's in New York? It's very hard to have a physical bia under those circumstances.
I'm saying, but
she can have a virtual bia.
Unlike a wife who has some rights here, you have the rights.
That's the next line. So we're going to get to you in a moment. So we're not going to go and write a ger is married, al shmeres yavam. Even though she is married, she doesn't want to engage in yibam, we do not write any cats. The price that we quoted already twice. Akasli Arusa, Hunisua, Afilanida, Afilashimaris Yavam is considered to be a Moiredes. So just like you're writing out your Geras merit against the Nisua, the Chayu should go in or the Arusa, the Chayu should say about the Shimaris Yavam too. And the Malaykash. Kan Shutova who? Kan Shutova he. It depends who wants the Yibam and who is refusing the Yibam. Yomar of Tachlibi Baradim Yomar Shmuel. Tavahu Niskakin Loi. If he says she refuses to engage in Yibam, I want to be Miyabim, my brother passed away, I want to be Miyabim, his wife, I'm entitled to, that's what the Torah says, and she refuses, Niskakin Loi, we're going to go and give him and he geres that she is a Meretz. Tavahi, however, if she is to that, she says, I want to have Yibam, no, and he refuses, ain't Niskakin Loi, we're not going to go and give her any Geras movie.
It's interesting, the opposite.
Very good question. Let's see in a moment. There are so many wonderful things that people could do, and we wouldn't have all these Gemaras. For instance, if a person wasn't a Meredith and he would act like a mensch and she would act like a mensch, we wouldn't have a problem. We would have an Afelisha. Rabbi said we're going to have Bachalitza, Magim, Altsim, it's told that he, if she was to there, and he refused, Ain't this Kakala. So now, you're telling me that when Shmuel said, remember, not this, that Shmuel, the first Shmuel, about 10 lines from the top, Omer Shmuel, Koisin Igeris Merit Al Harusa, then Koisin Igeris Merit Al Shemeres Yom. So when you're saying that we're not going to write the Igeris Merit Al Shemeres Yom, that means when she is Tavea. Because when he is Tavea, Tavahu, this document, we're going to give an Igeris Merit. When she is Tavea, I want to have Yibam, and he refuses. And this document, we're not going to go and give her the Igeris Merit. So let's go back to that Shmuel. The Mayu Kipul on Shmuel. We should talk to he that she was Tavea. I place an Igeris merit al Arusa, like Shmuel began, it shouldn't be al Arusa, la Arusa mi boyalei, that if she is demanding that her husband now have Nisuan, and he says no, we go and write an Igeris merit under those circumstances. However, if it's a situation of Shemeres Yavam, then we don't give her an Igeris merit. But it doesn't say la Arusa, it says al Arusa. It sounds like she is the one that's doing the merida, the rebellion, not that he is rebelling. Says more kasha. To me, Larus and Achrami, let's go and make a small emendation. Start again. Omishmul, Koisin Igeris Merit, Larus. And the Arusa complains that her husband is not willing to go the next step into Nisuin, write out Igeris Merit on her behalf. I'm afraid to more, but let me understand. Maishmei Shemeres Yom Deloi. Why does Shmuel say, we write Nigeris Merit for the Arusa if the husband refuses to Nisua? So why don't we go and write Nigeris Merit if he doesn't want to go and do Yibam? So I'll say, probably the reason is, Damrin in law, Zil, Leimifkid is, you have no chiyuv to go and marry this husband. Why don't you have a chiyuv to marry this husband? Because you don't have the mitzvah of Pekida. More means Pekida means you don't have the mitzvah of Piria Verivia. A husband has a mitzvah Piria Verivia, but you don't have the mitzvah Piria Verivia. So you cannot go and complain against your husband that he doesn't want to do Yibam because you don't have mitzvah Piria Verivia. And therefore, if he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to. So what would be the end of this mitzvah? It would be a chalitza. So Frank Demore, if that's the reason why she's not entitled to an Igeris merit, because she doesn't have the mitzvah of Piri Berivya, Arusanami, name Allah. Let's tell her the same thing. Zil, go away. Lemifkidus, you don't have the mitzvah of Piri Berivya, therefore you're not entitled to an Igeris merit. So therefore the Gemara says, this Teretz Lechayda doesn't work. And therefore?
He doesn't want to be her, right?
Correct.
So, unlike, there's no chiyuv midaraisa chiyuv rivya, but there is chiyuv oina. Well, the Yibam doesn't have a chiyuv oina.
What you're saying is all great. We're all talking about whether or not we write out the Igeris merit, identifying him as being a moreit.
Oh, so I'm saying, so why he's high if he has a certain sacrifice to her?
No question.
Why? The young man's not a Christ to her.
Correct.
So you can't say, but you must say, no, you must say, really, that he is here of Jevrithi, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what she's married against him, it's a reader, and she can.
And he gets it, he gets married.
But he also has a chiv to her.
But it's a chiv to go and give her the tashmish, 100%. But if he doesn't want to engage in that, then we say go and give a get, and you have to give a get and a ksuva. And our Mishnah told us that if he refuses, then every single week we add 3 dinarim to the ksuva. So ksuva was previously 200, 203, and 206, and 209. It keeps on going up and up and up. A penalty. As we want El Vabom Machmas Taina. Oh, we're talking about in the case of the Eirusin, the reason why she's entitled to get the Geres married, even if she does not have the mitzvah of Bridya, but she has a Taina. The Omer, she says, Raboisai, Ve'ina Chutul Yadu Mar Lekfura. I may not have the mitzvah to have kids, but I want to be practical. I know that when I'm going to be 119 years old, somebody's going to have to push the wheelchair. And when I get to 120, somebody's going to have to go and call up the Chevra Kadisha and arrange for a burial plot. I want to have a child to go and do that. And therefore, my husband is being a moreid, and I can't live with him anymore, so this is, it can't go on like this. So that's why you give her a geres marriage.
Please translate chutra.
What is a chutra? Did you ever
do
a chutra?
What is a chutra? A hand and a shovel.
A staff or a stick. Or a baseball bat, something that I can go and lean on whilst I'm walking down the street.
That's a Shunra cat.
Shunra cat. Yeah. If you want to talk about the animal kingdom, that Ruvain is the expert on that. But Chutra Yada means the staff or the stick that she wants for her hand. Umara means a shovel and a spura to go and dig out the grave for the burial. It's okay, Imara, if that's the reason why we give her an Igeris merit because she has such a good taina, she can say the same thing. The reason why I want to marry my Yavam, forget about it, I don't have Mitzvah Priva. Fine. But let's be practical, Rabbi. I need a child for future years. Ella says, Imara, you know what? Forget about that text. We start again. Both the case of Shmuel, when Shmuel said that we do not write out Nigeris merit of Shemeris Yavam, but the Brises that says that we do consider the Shemeris Yavam to be a Moiredes, both are talking about that he was to them. Have a steal. This is what Reb Simcha was talking about already minutes ago about Chalitza. That is, Yomer Pedasam Rabbi Yochanan, Tova Lachloitz Niskokin Loit. If he goes and says to his wife, to the Shemeris Yavam, I'd like to go and have chalitza, and she refuses, and then you're going to have Reb Simcha ask, how can she refuse? It's bal korcha. True, but that's only if she's here on the spot. If she runs away, then you can't go and do a chalitza. So tovah lachloit niskokin loit. Then that actually you asked about the Yibam, not about chalitza. But I'm sorry. Tovah lachloit. If he's to there, I want to do a chalitza, and she refuses. Niskokin loit. We give him an igeris merit that she is a meret. On the other hand, tovah liyavim. If you want to liyavim, and she runs away, ain't niskokin. Frank Yomara, what's the reason? Maishna liyavim. The law, the reason why we don't give him an igeris merit is probably because somebody in lay, we say to him, Zilna said, it's achriti. Listen, if she doesn't want to engage in Yibam, listen, there are another 3 billion women out of there. Okay, not all of them are Jewish, but you can, you know, try to convert them. And certainly you got a whole bunch of Jewish women that are available, so go marry somebody else. You know, she's not the only woman in the world. So Frank Yomara, if that's the case, lachloitz nami neimalei. When we say Tov Lachloitz, the Skokon Loi, we give him an Igeris merit, why do we give him an Igeris merit? Let's go and tell him, Zilnit Sinit Zachrit. She doesn't want to do Chalitza. That's her problem. It's not your problem.
Exactly. You, the only problem on her, he can marry anybody he
exactly.
wants.
Exactly.
She has a Zika. She's trail.
Exactly. So why would he give an Igeris merit here and not there?
Well, there's a mitzvah still. There's a mitzvah
in you. Yeah. Mitzvah Yibam, the mitzvah Chalitza. Each one of the mitzvahs.
He wants to do.
Eladi Omar Kibin, the Agida B. Loika Yovali Achriti. Ah, I know. Why in the case of the Tavah Lachloitz Niskokin Loi? Because he wants to get married. He's spoken to a whole bunch of Shachanim, and the Shachanim have spoken to a bunch of eligible ladies. And the eligible lady said, we got a problem, because we're afraid that eventually he's going to go and marry that young lady, and we're going to have a competition. I'm going to have a Tzara. You all know from the beginning of the Sechel Yivam, is it? Tzara. So therefore, that's why it's so important for us to resolve and to end that relationship. So therefore, when he comes and says, I want Tovah Lachloitz, Niskokoloi, we want to go and give her the bad mark and say she's a Meredes, and hopefully do a Chalitza, and he will no longer be attached to her and will end the Zika. That's right, the Yimara. What's the reason? By Yibum, Amos Kokolai, we don't give him that Moiretis, that Igeris Meret. I'm reading the Lezon, so it's a Chris, you go and get. I'm reading the next line. Name Lezon, they were Ella the Omar. He's saying, give me that Gidabi, since she's attached to me. That's why other women don't want to go and marry me. And that's why, in the case of Tabalach Lloyd, Miss Kokolai, we give him this Igeris Meret that she refuses to engage in Chalitza. Hachanami, in the case of the Yimam, Kim Dagidabi, there's still the same Zika, so Loika Yoav Liachriti. Nobody's going to want to go and marry him if they know that he has that Zika to the other woman.
Lurking around, ready to be consummated.
Exactly. Forget about that text, a brand new text. Both cases that he wants to be to there, the Yap. I wanted. Shmuel say by an Igeris, by Shemeres Yavim, ain't kois of Igeris Meret. And the Brisa said that Shemeres Yavim is a Meretes. Lekashe kam mishnach roina, kam mishnah rishoina, kam ge mishnach roina. Nah, and we had this already at the beginning of our Masechta, we had the beginning of Masechta Sibomis, Vushtegon, mitzvah Sibom kaidemus the mitzvah Chalitza. Of the Pashas, when you learn in the Chumash, you're supposed to be in the Yabem, yeah. And as a fallback option, if they don't want to work it out, then you do Chalitza. But with the Chalitza, you have to eat. Is Rishon, show you Miskav Lishim Shemayim, Lishim Mitzvah, that's what he did, the fact did Yibam. However, Ashav, show you Miskav Lishim Mitzvah, Om Mitzvah Chalitza Kenevaz, Om Mitzvah Yibam. Nowadays, very often the Yobam has other things in mind, not because he wants Mekayim, the Ochav, Shem, the Yisrael. Ah, my brother, who cares about him? I care about myself, and she happens to be a lady of means, and she's very attractive, and all the rest. So he's not doing Lishim Shemayim, therefore we say, do Chalitza and do Yibam. Ah, so now, in answering the stira between Shmuel and between the Brisa, when it says Vafilu Shemeres Yom can be Emre Redes, that's talking about in the good old days, when they did Yibam, she refuses to Yibam. Oh, you're Emre Redes. You start losing 7 a week from the Tzuba, from your late husband, etc. When is Shmuel talking about that we don't write in Geres Meret Al Shemeres Yom, as some of his manas said, that we don't do Yibam, we rather go and push for Chalitza. Let's learn another few lines. We can end until the Mishnah on the base. And Masai Hu Poichas. Remember, we had a Machloikis in our Mishnah between the Tanakama and Rev Yehuda, whether it's 7 dinrim or 7 trafekin. And by the husband, it was 3 dinrim or 3 trafekin. So if you mara, my trafekin, I've been warning you the last hour. What is their trafekin once and for all? Tell me. Rav Sheishis, Istira. Oh, that's an Istira. No, Mazel. The Kamasin, and how much is an Istira? That's Palgin Azusa, that's half of a Zuz. Now, there are two different types of Madbeis. There's something known as a Salamadina and a Salatsuri. Salatsuri is 8 times a Salamadina without getting into lots of complications. The simple chat in the Gemara is that Rabbi Yehuda Bar Mishnah that says 7 trafekin or 3 trafekin is talking about exactly half of what the Tanakhama said. The Tanakhama said 7 dinrim, and a trafeik is a half a dinner, and so therefore instead of 7 dinrim l'shabbos, it's 3.5 dinrim. And the same thing with the Gabi, the husband, instead of 3 dinrim l'shabbos, it's 1.5. Daniel Mihochev, how can I write for the price of Yehuda Omer, Shloisha Trafeikin Shehem, Teisha Mo'in. That equals 9 moin altogether. Now, how does that get to a cheshvan of 9 moin? Because every dinner has in it 6 mo'ah. Every dinner has 6 mo'ah. And therefore, if you hold 3 trafekin, that means you're holding 3 half dinner. Right? We just said now a trafek is a half a dinner. So if it's 3. Why the Gemara brings from the case of the moireid instead of the moiredes is a good question. But the Gemara Lamaisa is asking, bring a raya from the Sefer of our Mishnah, specifically from this Brisa. Rabbi Yehuda said that Shloisha Trafekin. Now, how much is 3 Trafekin? We just said that that's 3 half dinner, which means 1.5 dinner. Every single dinner has 6 more. So if you have 1.5 times 6, a half of 6 is 3, 1 times 6 is 6, 6 plus 3 is 9. Ah, that's Teisha Moin, 9 more altogether. More of a Chetzel Chol Yayin. And therefore, he is being penalized 1.5. Each day, if you multiply 1.5 times 6, you get to 9. And therefore, we say the Shabbos, 3 trafekin, it's 1.5 more per day for a 6-day week. Now, that's a bit of a shver, because by her we said seven. That it's seven. Yeah. Seven means one more per day or one dinner per day.
Including Shabbos.
Including Shabbos. In the case of the woman that's my redes, we penalize her seven dinner or seven trafek, means one per day. Here, however, we're saying a cheshvan of nine ma, one and a half per day, but it's six times one and a half, not seven. So how come I should eat the Leavina Lord the Shabbos? Why don't we give her one more, one and a half per day? After my eat the Nifchas Kapachis, Le Mechzik Yitzchar Shabbos. If you're Sufika Moiswa, Mechzik Yitzchar Shabbos. We know that you're not allowed to do business on Shabbos, you're not allowed to even go and charge for your services on Shabbos. And that's why anybody that works on Shabbos, you have to try to find an Eitzah, the Havlah. For instance, if you have a Jewish from waiter that's waiting on Shabbos at a bar mitzvah, right? You have a Shabbos bar mitzvah, you have Shabbos kiddush, and you have some of the waiters are wearing yarmulkes. Are they getting paid? Of course they're not doing this for free, they're not volunteers. How can they do this? It's Chag Shabbos. So you have to work out Bavlo that they really started working on Friday, they work on Sunday, and so therefore you give them for the whole week, you're not just giving them for Shabbos. So Chag Shabbos is a double chomer that you have to be careful with. So if you're going to go and say, Legabe him, that if he is a moireid, we're going to keep on adding not only three trafekin, or three din, but three and a half, so then we're paying her, so to speak, for the Shabbos. Masha Enke, here we're being poiches, we're reducing. Reduction is not a schar, that's not adding to the salary, that's reducing from the salary, so that's schar Shabbos is only if you're moisif and not if you are poiches. But let me explain to you, let me ask you. Moired you said is three, or three tefekin, three dinner. Moired is seven. Isn't that discriminatory? Amalei, say umad mishuk shel zangis. Me, soicher as me. Who has the greater craving and desire to live with the other gender? Is it the man with the woman or the woman with the man? He says, go to Shukshul Zainis, you'll see all the brothels, etc. Who are the ones that are for the service, who are charging for the services, and who are the ones that are paying for the services? It's the man that's always looking after the woman. So therefore, her denial to him of Tashmish, that is a greater loss, so to speak, to the husband than it is to the wife. Because if she's really desperate, is she going to look for a shukshol zoynim? There is no such thing as shukshol zoynim. So therefore, this is considered to be much more painful for him than it is for her, and that's why we go and compensate him accordingly by reducing it by seven. But for her, it's not so painful. We only reduce it by three. Dover Acher, a similar shot, but somewhat more graphic, if you will. The Gemara says, Zeh yitru mibachutz, vizu yitzram mibefnim. What does that mean? So Rashi says on the third and the fourth line, yitru mibachutz, ki shuyoy nikr umizkana. Here he's asking his wife, I want to live together with you. And he has that desire, and it's already becoming physically apparent that he is desiring. And she says, no. So that's a real humiliation against his whole physicality that he can't go forward. However, even though she may have a terrible craving, but you can't see it from the outside, only if you could have look into her heart, you can perhaps feel it then. So therefore, because of this bizoyin that he's being humiliated, that she's my redes, therefore we penalize her more, seven, in his case only three. We'll stop up here, and continue the mission tomorrow.
Thank you.
The Star Marina.